AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Woodward's 6.6% rebound stands out as aerospace and defense breadth stays thin. WWD closed at $419, still 7.1% below its 52-week high, with an active 65-week trend signal, but only 0.7 times volume confirmation. Research brief. Woodward posted a strong weekly rebound inside a still mixed short-term setup. The stock remains well above its weekly trend line and continues to outperform a weak aerospace and defense group. But the four-week return is still negative and participation was below average. Key points. 1. WWD rose 6.6% for the week, ahead of the U.S. industrials average of 1.0% and the U.S. aerospace and defense average of 1.0%. 2. The trend signal remains active, with price 12.9% above the 371.10 trend line, and a 65-week active streak. 3. Volume was 2.5 million shares, equal to 0.7 times the 13-week average of 3.8 million, leaving the rebound short of strong participation confirmation. 4. The stock sits 85.4% through its 52-week range, and 91.6% above ShareMaestro fair value, increasing sensitivity to any fade in pressure or relative strength. Weekly rebound beats a weak industry backdrop. Woodward, the $21.3 billion industrials company focused on control solutions for aerospace and industrial markets, closed the week of 24 July at $419, up 6.6%. That move was well ahead of the broader U.S. industrials average weekly return of 1.0%. And in line with a positive but narrow week for U.S. aerospace and defense, also up 1.0% on average. The industry context remains important. Aerospace and defense breadth is still thin, with only 23.2% of the group showing active weekly trend signals, 37.8% showing positive market dynamics pressure, and 28.0% showing positive relative strength. Against that weaker group structure, WWD's active trend, positive pressure, and positive relative strength state put it in a stronger technical subset. Even though peers such as Lockheed Martin, Elbit Systems, V2X, and Leonardo DRS also posted sharp weekly gains. Trend signal is intact, but the latest move lacks volume force. The ShareMaestro read is balanced, rather than emphatically bullish. WWD's trend signal remains active, with trend breadth at 100.0% across the 52-week window and a 65-week active streak. The latest close is 12.9% above the weekly trend line at 371.10, preserving a constructive regime despite a 2.9% loss over 4 weeks. The burden of proof sits with participation. Latest volume was 2.5 million shares, below both the 13-week average of 3.8 million and the 52-week average of 3.1 million, giving volume ratios of 0.7 times and 0.8 times respectively. That is a clear contrast with the stronger June advance, when the stock rose 11.2% on 5.1 million shares and then traded 5.9 million shares the following week. This week's rebound repaired some price damage, but it did not yet show broad volume confirmation. Momentum remains positive, while pressure has cooled. Longer-term momentum remains the main opportunity evidence. WWD is up 15.5% over 12 weeks, 28.3% over 26 weeks, and 63.5% over 52 weeks. Within U.S. industrials, its relative standing ranks in the 87.9 percentile among 636 names, reinforcing that the stock continues to screen well beyond its own industry group. Still, the shorter-term readings are less clean. Activity pressure is positive at 0.16, but it is down 56.9% over 4 weeks. The relative strength reading is positive at 18.79, but it has also slipped 9.8% over the same period. The signal table shows an active trend backdrop, positive price distance versus trend, and neutral volume, but no fresh activity pressure buy signal. Risk is now tied to range location and valuation distance. WWD is trading high in its yearly range at 85.4% of the distance between the 52-week low of 232.70 and the high of 450.90. The latest close is 7.1% below that high, close enough to keep a high-water retest in view, but also close enough for fail follow-through to matter. The valuation gap adds another constraint. Price is 91.6% above Chera Maestro fair value at $218.70, showing strong premium demand, but leaving less margin for disappointment if pressure fades. Weekly volatility is contained relative to the one-year base, with 13-week volatility at 4.7% versus 5.0% over 52 weeks, while the return split is even at 26 up weeks and 26 down weeks. The average gain of 4.5% versus the average loss of 2.3% is supportive, but 8 recent reversal markers keep drawdown risk on the watch list. What to watch next? The key weekly regime level is the trend line, now at $371.10. As long as price remains well above that level, the broader weekly structure stays constructive. But a narrowing premium would indicate that the recent rebound is losing quality. The next confirmation test is whether activity pressure can recover from its 4-week decline and whether volume can expand beyond the current 0.7x ratio. A move accompanied by volume above 1.5x the 13-week average would carry more weight than another light volume push toward the 52-week high. Conversely, weaker pressure with price still near the top of the range would make the 91.6% fair value premium a more visible risk factor. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Chera Maestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.